It has been a very long process that has been in constant evolution since the last 2 years, since we were working to prepare the follow-up of the Rio Summit in 2012. And now we're basically at a stage where you can feel that most of the parties are starting to understand what do the Sustainable Development Goals mean for their countries, for their societies, and for their own developmental models.
How are the SDGs going to be different from the MDGs?
The MDGs were essentially a top-down approach. They were decided in a manner that was felt not sufficiently inclusive, not only by governments from developing countries and even from many developed countries, not sufficiently inclusive with regards to civil society organizations, and without sufficiently consultation with the people affected on the ground. So as opposed to that process, now what we're seeing with the SDGs, it's basically the contrary. We're seeing a bottom-up approach that has started with the political commitment to develop a set of goals and the most fantastic conversation that has been established at the global level by all types of communities that have used all available resources from online polling procedures, national consultations, thematic consultations, global consultations, intergovernmental negotiating processes here in New York. And all of these, let's say, efforts are supposed to concentrate itself into a very concise set of universal goals, aspirational in nature, applicable to all countries that have to face the challenges of poverty, that have to face the challenges of inequality, that have to face the challenges of environmental degradation. It's not supposed to be an empty pledge. It's supposed to be a tool for action at the global, national, regional, and local levels.
Presumably, there have been many groups lobbying for particular subjects, particular issues to be introduced that weren't there in the MDGs. Mm-hmm. Can you give me some examples of those?
Well, I think that more than advocating for specific issues that have to be included in the goals, I think that what we're seeing right now, it's first of all a discussion on how these goals can be constructed. Second, there has to be a discussion on around a set of priorities, because at the end of the day, we cannot tackle all challenges if we want to be effective. We have to concentrate our global action, global resources in a few limited number of challenges that can promote a transformational shifts.